WSAA 692. WSAA 692, Unit 1. Hey, Bean Mama, how are ya?
I am okay.
I am just flying into the red roof over here. I'm going to go in and see Mr. C real quick. He wanted me to do some grocery shopping. Maybe I'll take a picture of his list or whatever. WSAA 692, Bean Mama, come on back. I heard you at first, but you're breaking up a little bit. Probably got something to do with it. Anyway, I'm just getting out here, about to turn around and hop back on the highway. There's this dude doing the turnaround with us. He's like staying right on me. Very annoying, slippery condition. But these plow drivers, they put down so much salt on these turnarounds. All right, we're giving him the beans.
WIGS 218, standby.
WSA 8692, this is Big Daddy. I am just passing the freeway. I am on my way. And we are going to... I caught somebody's radio check on Channel 7 real quick, and they didn't respond. USKF 896. All right, D-Mama, mischief managed. WSA 8692.
WATU 202, good morning. Watts of pure music energy. Michigan's power station, WSFZ 793.
You got the jam.
Man, let me get some Van Halen on here. Get this party started.
SFT 902, 19973.
I was sitting here talking to the brother for a little bit and just, what am I doing? I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing. I got a table full of stuff and I don't know what I'm doing.
You got Defender up and running yet, or what's going on with that?
I'm getting ready to light up the soldering station. I got two ribbons undone. I got two more to go. The solder joints are really super small and they're close together. And I don't have, like, my hand ain't what it used to be, man. It shakes, it trembles when I'm trying to undo the little solder joints there. I just got two more ribbons to suck up, and I can pull the volume control board out.
But you're just doing a cleaning. What are you talking about, taking joints apart? What's that all about?
Because the pots are mounted underneath the board. Remember, and I told you I can't take that board out. Unless I take the whole main board out, which I'm not sure would even come out. So I just figured I'm undoing the ribbons from the main board to the volume board, because the pots are mounted underneath. I can't get to them unless I take the board out and flip it over.
Yeah, why do you have to unsolder stuff? Can't you just get the straw and stick it in there and kind of give them a little spritz? I don't understand.
There's no room to get the straw in there and get them a little spritz. There's no way to get in there and hit them properly. Like I said before, I wish they would have mounted the pots on top of the board so, you know, when you slid the chassis out, the pots would be facing up at you. But they're not. They're mounted underneath the board. The board has four ribbons that go from it to the main board, main circuit board. But there's not enough flex in the ribbon or anything to slide the volume control board back and up and out. It has to be it has to come out either with the whole circuit board, or in this case, man, I'm just undoing the ribbons and just disconnect it from the ribbons and take it up out of there.
I tell you what, when I gotta have mine clean, I'm taking it in and having it done. I'm not playing around with all that. That's insanity.
Yeah, it is, man. It's kind of disappointing. you know. Let me tell you, I'll be honest with you, man. You know, brother, I'll be honest with you. If you wanted me to clean yours, I'd refuse. I'd refuse the job because yours is the same exact setup as mine, except you have two more tubes. That's about it. You have, I guarantee you have the same deal. You have the same main board. You have the same volume board put in where the pots are on the other side, on the bottom side. You know, I didn't think it was going to be this much just to get in there and clean them. And then the thing is, what I'm kind of worried about a little bit is I pull this board out and come to find out they're the kind of pots that don't have no holes in them to get cleaner through.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't get all that. You know, they make them, basically they're making them disposable then. Because you can't get to maintain it. That tells me they're probably sealed. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Roger, I sent you a picture to your phone a couple days ago or so. You'd have to blow it up and look, but, you know, you might have to end up asking me questions. Because I just took a pic. That's all I could do. The picture I sent you is the only picture that I could take to send you, because there's no other pictures that need to be taken. But you can kind of see where, you can see the main board that's mounted to the chassis. And then downward, you look downwards, you can see the volume control board where it's at. And, you know, you think, you look at it, you think, well, that board can slide back and flip over. No, it doesn't work that way. The ribbons, there's not enough ribbons to let it do that. And you can't even slide that board up out of there to clear the frame. You can't even slide it back far enough to clear the frame. Just whacked out. Anyway, I ain't gonna, you know, let's forget about that shit, man. I'm just gonna a little bit here, get myself fully in gear, and I'm gonna try to go ahead for the other two ribbons. It's gotta be done. I mean, the controls on this thing are bad. They're getting really bad.
Yeah, Roger that. I sent you two amp pictures of the exact same Marshall I got. It's a 100-watt Marshall combo. It's even the British. It's British made. They got it down to $275. You might want to take a look at it. Did you even look at that?
Yeah, actually I did. I didn't text you back though or nothing. Where's this at?
I'd have to go back to Marketplace and find out where it's at. It doesn't matter where it's at. It's within a few miles. I could always go pick it up. But I think that's a pretty good deal. That's the same amp I got. And you love that amp. So that's a pretty good price, $275. I don't think you're going to get it no cheaper than that.
Yeah, well, I'd rather ask you than open up the picture again. Does it got the two-speaker or single?
Exact same app I have. It's the Twin 12. 100-watt Marshall 100-watt combo amp. Exact same amp I got.
Yeah, all right. And I'd be lucky if I could lift that damn thing. But, it's a thought. I've seen it, but I thought it'd be nice to have, but I didn't really look at it. I didn't really see the whole thing you sent me. So what's he asking, $275?
Yeah, he had it up for like $400 or $500, and then it went down to $300, and now it's down to $275. So I'm trying to look it up right now.
Yeah, so more than likely he'd take two for it if you put it in front of his face.
Yeah, I just found it. It's over in Northville. That ain't that far. That's like $696 and $275. So that's not far. Not for me, it ain't.
Yeah, are you able to send that link to, the link to it to my Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, I just did. It's selling my Marshall amp, bought it new in 1990, it's about the time I picked mine up. Excellent condition, nothing wrong with it. Comes with the foot switch. Clean source and blah, 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 reserve. It's the exact same one I got. It's a VS100R. It's a good deal. It's my amp. So, and if you, and I'm sure it needs to be cleaned up. You know, I'm sure the guy probably never went through it. But shoot, the speakers alone, just them 212s, probably $200 a piece. Well, that's $400 right there, so.
Yeah, hey, foot switch too, eh? Wow. Here's a rarity. Usually they don't come with the foot switches when they sell them used like that. Usually they don't have the foot switch. Cool, man, it's got the foot switch. I'm gonna look it up. I'm interested. I am interested. I'm gonna get on there, and I'm gonna shoot him an offer of two bills, man. If I shove two bills in his face, if I come over and drop two, well, have you do it, because you're the one, you know. Maybe go over there and drop two bills in front of him, see if you take it.
I'll tell you what, you do that, and you can get rid of all your other amps. You know what I mean? I don't know. You've always liked that Marshall. Every time you came over here, that's the only one you would play with. And I tell you what, it's a good sounding amp. What I like about it is you can have it probably on three, turn up the gain on it, and it's no different if you had it all the way up. So, yeah, good amp.
Well, yeah, every time I used to come over your house, all them damn amplifiers, you got the Mesa and the Marshall and the Vox and the great. I always tell you, man, plug me into the Marshall. Don't plug me into nothing else. Just plug me into the Marshall. Because whatever guitar I had on me, whatever one I was playing, whether it's a Strat or if I had my humbuckers or whatever, that Marshall, that amplifier accommodated very nicely. That Gibson Les Paul, when I got that Gibson, I came over your house and I told you, plug me into the Marshall. Don't plug me into nothing else. Now, whether or not any of the other, players would have did better or not, I didn't care because the Marshall was giving me what I wanted, you know, no fuss, no muss, and I'd have to sit there all day screwing around with controls trying to get this and that, you know, the tones out of it. It had it right off the bat, so, yeah, I'm going to look into this. I am. I'm serious. I'm going to look at this.
Yeah, Roger, that's what I'm saying. I would just, you know, and it sounds good clean, too. That's one thing I like about that Marshall. I mean, even when you have it clean and a little bit of reverb, it's there, you know. I'm still thinking about going and getting that, there's a combo, Marshall combo, the 2000. It's all tube. And they still got it up for like $500-$600. That's a really good deal on that. I'm still thinking about going and getting it. Even if I got to have it retuned, it's worth it. I don't know.
Yeah, Roger. I believe the JCM 2000. Good amplifier, all tubes. From front to back. No digital processing or other BS. You know, guitar pickups through the cord through the preamp tube, and preamp tube to the inverter, and inverter to the outputs, man, it's the way it works. It's good amplifier.
Yeah, I'm going back and looking through my picture, see if I can find that again. I put the price and a picture of it. I'm trying to look it up right now. Give me 1 second. VSS2 Nano 2. Yeah, Dave, that was a JCM 600. Oh, wait, that's the valve state. Hang on. Oh, no, that's all. That's the picture right now. That's a JCM 600. Yeah, that's a bad boy right there for $550. I mean, it's still set up at the pawn shop. I may go up there and just put $100 on it and make payments on it or something.
Yeah, right. I never heard of a JCM 600, but any Marshall that's a JCM in the beginning there is usually all tube. The JCMs are all tube. I never heard of the 600, but then again, you know, if it's a Marshall, you just can't complain too much about it. What's it got for a speaker tab?
Just looking at that, it's got four AX7s and two 6L6s. But yeah, that's a bad boy right there. But I'd rather have the four 6L6s, but shoot, I don't know. It's got four AX7s and two 6L6s, or whatever, main two.
Actually, it should be three 12 AX7s. And a 12AU7 inverter and two 6L6s. Two 6L6s is around 50 watts, but you can get 60 watts out of a pair of 6L6s. That might be what the 600 stands for, 60 watts. And you know as well as I do, 60 watts tube power is like super loud, super loud, enough to bring the police over.
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, I just went back and found the pictures, and yeah, it's got four AX7s and two 6L6s. So that's maybe, like I said, 50 watt or 100 watt, don't know.
Yeah, it's a 60 watt. If it's running just a pair of 6L6s, it's 50 or 60 watt. You can, in most cases, a pair of 6L6s and an amplifier, you run it at around 50 watt. But if you up the, you can, that's them running at their rated, value. But you can up the plate voltage a little bit and pull a few more watts out without messing them up. So I figure that's what the 600 stands for. It must mean 60 watt. So they got a pair of 6L6s running at 60 watt. Push pull, class AB, they call it class AB. One of the little tubes should be an inverter tube. You're gonna have three 12AX7s if I guess it right. Unless it has a reverb on it. If it has a reverb tank in it, though, well then you're gonna have two 12AX7s, a preamp. One tube for the reverb and one tube for the inverter. You got to have an inverter tube every time you run a pair of output tubes. If you run an AB, class AB push-pull, then you have an inverter tube. One plate in the tube feeds one output tube, the positive rail, and the other plate in the tube feeds the other tube, the negative rail, and you get the push-pull there. But, all right, I'm going to have a look at this amplifier.
Yeah, right on. I was just looking at the back of that other one that I'm thinking about, the other Marshall with the two. It's got G12 gold celestium. That's a good chemistry. That'll handle 100 watts for sure. So.
Yeah, well, those celestium gold packs are good speakers. From what I understand, from what I've read, and you know, I've never owned one with a gold back. What the hell did I have in that Marshall 40, that tube amp? I had a cream back. I had a Celestian cream back. So the person that owned it before me or whoever replaced the speaker with a cream back. That's the normal modification for that amplifier. Everybody says get a Celestian cream back and put it in there. It'll really light it up. Yeah, that had a cream back in it. Wish I still had that amp, but with the problems that it was developing, man, I didn't want to go through a bunch of crap. So, you know, if we could better get rid of it, well, I can. But what's he asking for that JCM?
This time, it was like $275 or something. I don't know. That's still, but if you can get it for a couple $100, that's a good amp. And that one's got gold backs in it, too. Or at least, mine did. I think they got gold backs in it.
All right, no, I meant the JCM spec that you're looking at, the 600. What's he asking for that?
Yeah, while you're talking, I just sent you the link to it. And then, or just go on Marketplace and put in 100 watt combo amp and it pops up right there. It's $275 out of Northville. You should find it automatically.
Yeah, I know that one. I'm talking about the one we were just talking about with the 606 tubes and stuff. That's a JCM 600 stack, right?
No, that's another combo. That's got 212s in the cabinet. It's a combo. That's why I'm thinking about getting it. It's heavy as shit, I can tell you that. I remember picking it up and moving it. It's heavy as shit, but, man, it's a good amp. I'm really debating if I should, I might even do it today. I might go up there and put $100 down on it and make payments on it. I don't know yet. I gotta wait until probably after Christmas. But see, if I wait, somebody will snatch it up for Christmas, I guarantee it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you got to strike while the iron's hot. You know, just for the hell of it, you go in there and you make an offer. You make a little bit of a lower offer, they'll usually take it. I mean, if you want to go through that, if you want to haggle a little bit, you actually could get it for less. They usually, especially if it's been sitting there for a while, they'll go down a little bit just to get it out of there. You know, and plus it's coming close to the holidays anyway, and they probably want to make room for other things. Who knows though? But it sounds like a good deal either way. But that's what they're asking, $275.
But Dave, you got it all confused. The one out of Northville that's exactly like mine is $275 out of Northville. And there's another one that's a JCM 600 that's $550 at the pawn shop. It's been sitting there for 6 months. And yeah, if I went there, I'd offer them probably $450. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's the one I kept asking you. How much is that? Because the JCM 600, I was thinking that it was a stack, head and bottom. Okay, so it's a combo. That's even better. It's going to be heavier now, I guarantee that. With the weight of the speakers and the power transformer and everything, you're gonna have to be all you can be. You have to move that thing up and down the stairs, I'll tell you that much. That one I had here, that Marshall combo, that thing was heavier now. What the hell was that? Is it 40? I know it was 40 watt, but I'm trying to think what the pair of 606 is in it, too. But I'm trying to think of the model number. I forgot it now. But, I remember that thing was heavier than hell. I had to have Junior carry that thing in here.
Not worried about how heavy it is. I put it up on the upstairs up here next to the fireplace. I don't do anything. And I actually put a set of casters on it, so I'm not even worried about that. Not that heavy, but it is heavy. I don't know. I'm still debating about it because I got to go down and see Ralph sometime today. So I was really going down that way. I was maybe thinking about going through and taking a look at it again. Like I said, even if I had it retubed and cleaned up, I could take it to that other guitar place on Gratiot down there and have them go through it. And if it needed new tubes or whatever it needed and cleaning and then whatever. I mean, it'd be worth it to spend an extra couple $100. I'd have, $500-$600 in there, so.
Yeah, and have yourself a really good amplifier. I take it over to Hubert Breeze. There's some guy around here. There's somebody around here. I think it's Dean Zink or something. That has an amplifier service. There's supposed to be some guy around here who knows the ins and out of any of these amplifiers. He's supposed to be like super good. I think his name is Dean Zink or something. I don't know where he's at, or I keep hearing about him, though. But my thought would be Hubert Breeze. If I'm going to have any shop mess with it, if I can't find this Dean guy, you know, I'd take it over to Hubert Breeze. But that'd be about the only place I'd trust with it. But we'll see. All right, let me look this up real quick and finish my coffee here and get my head together. And I'll get back with you, man, just if you can. Just leave it on and let it monitor.
Anyways, Dave, you got it all mixed up as normal. Guitar Center and Hubert Breeze sends it down to the other guy on Gratiot. They're like 10 and a half or 9 and a half, somewhere down there. They're the ones that that cleaned it up. And the guy that you're trying to get a hold of, that's the guy that works there. So, I don't know. Anyway, how WSFT 902, I'm listening.
Yeah, roger that. WSZ 793, I'm quiet, looking up stuff here.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
Morning, Kurt. What's he doing out here?
Dave, how you doing on this snowy morning? Hey, I gotta go to a memorial, so that's why I'm out on the road.
Oh, all right. I'm just sitting here. I don't know. It's still, even though it's 11 o'clock, I'm still trying to get my head together, drinking more coffee than usual. I don't know. It's one of them days where one or two cups ain't doing the job, so I'm just pouring it down till I fully come up. What kind of memorial are you going to?
Celebration of life for one of my cousins.
Yeah, hey, man. Well, sorry for your loss, brother, and my condolences to you there.
Thank you. Yeah, he had that big battle with Keith for a few years, so yeah, I think we did a fundraiser for him a few years ago, and I think it was one of the coldest days in Michigan, so and now we got a nice snow for his memorial.
Yeah, roger that. Not to mention, where am I here, 28 degrees, and not to mention cold. It's still cold on top of it, so it'd be a double whammy there, you know. However that works there, I don't know. You gotta excuse me if I'm moving Monday, because I'm still. I don't know why I can't seem to get my head together, man. I've been up since 4 or 5 o'clock, and usually after 3 cups, I'm good. But I'm on my 5th, and I've been sipping now instead of slamming. And I don't know. I'm all right. I mean, I'm waking up. It's just, you know, trying to get it fully in gear there, okay?
The greatness of the day does not help. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, roger that. Not to mention, like you said, I look out the window, I see we got some snow out there.
Just adjusting, you know, maybe a half an inch. Anywhere that was treated with salt, though, is melting. Roads are fine, you know, they're just wet.
Yeah, roger that. I can see the streets okay, looking out the window. Street looks like it's pretty much the street. But the sidewalks and stuff, that's how I noticed. I was like, oh, we got it all over the sidewalk, so it must have snowed a bit there. I couldn't tell you how many inches we got, but you're not that far away from me, so whatever you got, we probably ended up with. Where you at?
Right now, 10 in Groves Beck.
Yeah, hey, Roger, on the 10 in Groves Beck. Yeah, sounding good. Once in a while, you got a little bump in there. Nothing major or anything. Just a little hint to tell me that you're mobile, but mostly you're clean, man. Coming in really clean there, okay?
Roger that. You're coming in good today, too. No diesel, no nothing.
Huh. Maybe it's a prelude to the kind of day I'm going to have today. I don't know, man. I haven't really heard anybody out here today all the time I've had on. And so I can't tell if it's, like I've said before a zillion times, you know, Detroit, some days it's quiet, some days there's a little diesel noise, and then there's days when it's really kicking up, so it must be one of the quiet days.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, usually I get that diesel in the background from you, but not today. Nice and clear.
Yeah, I think I'll leave it like it is then. Because I was looking over here the other day, and I thought about raising my cookie sheet up quite a bit. I got another stack shelf I can put it on. It'll raise the antenna way up there in the room, but sometimes in a house, being in the house, raising the antenna can mess you up more than help you. You know, the antenna is pretty much in line with the window. You know, so if it's working good, I don't see no reason to mess with it. I'll probably mess with it if somebody tells me that I'm all screwed up, you know, diesel coming in with me and stuff, they're okay.
Oh, roger that. Roger that. All right, hey, I'm getting ready. I got to go pick up my mom for this, so that's going to be a chore. So I'll probably try to catch you out here later. But try to have a good day. You can stay inside. It's not very nice out here.
All right, Kurt. Well, I appreciate the key down. And as usual, and I mean it, it's always good talking to you, even if it's just a short. It's always good talking to you. Good to know you're doing all right. Like I said, my condolences to you and the family, and you know, hope everything goes okay for you out there, man. So we'll catch you in a bit. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
All right, sir, thank you again. WSZ 330, we're clear. WSFT 902. It's for days, for days, for days. You still got it on?
Yeah, come on.
What'd you find out? Did you see it?
Yeah, seeing it, one you were telling me about the 375, I sent a message to the owner. I'm just waiting to hear back.
That can take a while. So what'd you offer him, 200?
Yeah, more or less, yeah. I told him, I got two bills in my hand. You know, I can come and dump on him, you know, if he wants to do it, whatever the case, would he take the deal? You know, I threw a couple things in there, too, so we'll see what happens when he messages me back.
Yeah, that's a good deal because, shoot, the foot switch, I think, is $150. About $100. So.
Yeah, I know, that's why I said, foot switch too, eh? Because usually, these guys that sell these used amps, you know, the individuals or whatever you want to call them, usually they don't have the foot switch, or they sell the foot switch separately. They'll sell the amp and then put the foot switch up there for sale. Yeah, about right about there too, right around $80 to $100. I paid $80 for my foot switch for my Marshall, my little Marshall, and that was brand new. $84 something, whatever the hell. So yeah, that's why, you know, the foot switch with it, that's a pretty good deal.
I can't believe you mentioned that. I don't know. Normally psychology, you just say, hey, you know, I'll give you $200 for it and be down with it, but now that you mentioned it, you can probably be, $250. You'll see.
Oh yeah, I expect that. I've had that happen before too. Counter offer. Then I go back to them and tell them 2 1/4. You know, the cheaper the better, I guess. We'll see what's up. Anyway, I gotta look at this text, Cliff texted me. I gotta see what's happening. I'll get back to you in a sec. WSZ 793. Still in there, Frank? WSIL 946, you're around.
WSAD 296. How about you, Jack? You out there? WSAD 296. How about you, Jack?
WSJS 896 on the mobile.
WSIL 946. Ralph, you're around. WSFZ 793 calling. Yeah, hang on, I'm just fixing up a coffee here. Yeah, right, fix yourself up a coffee if you're feeling up to it. Give me a call.
WSEU 202, it sure is a beautiful day.
WSIL 946. WSFT 902. Frank, you're around. WSFZ 793. I guess not. No contact. Station 902. WSFZ 793. And I'm quiet listening.
Yeah, Dave. I gave him a holler on Mark Clemens also. Didn't get any copy on him.
Yeah, he might be out on the road. On days like this, cold days, he don't take his handheld with him. He don't want to leave it in the truck, and he don't want to be carrying it on him while he's working and have it break or something. And he don't want to leave it in the truck, you know, on cold days like this and have it get screwed up. So he don't take the rig with him on days like this.
Well, he'll probably give me a call one way or another here today.
Well, I'm assuming he'll have to if he wants to find out where you live. If he doesn't have your address and everything already, then, yeah, of course, I'm assuming, yeah, he'll call you. I think you said 598. Not sure. Your modulation's really low. Can barely read you there, Roger.
The antenna that someone suggested I buy last week, or last time I was on, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it's not your output problem. You're keying the repeater really good. Put your mouth up to the mic closer.
Do I come in better now?
Yeah, there you go. You just got to get your mouth up on the mic closer. Your output power is no problem. It's just I can barely hear you. Like you're talking away. You're quite a ways away from the microphone there.
I'm using a Slim Jim antenna. It's one of those ones that you can mount in a window sill.
Yeah, Roger. That, are you on a handheld?
Yes, I'm on a handheld.
Yeah, when you're on a handheld, make sure you got the antenna straight up and down. You're holding the radio, so the antenna straight up and down, not pointed out away from you or pointed in towards you. Try to keep it straight up and down there and your mouth close to the mic there, Roger.
No, I'm using an external Slim Jim. It's the one, I can't remember exactly what it is. It's, I can't remember the brand. I don't think someone suggested I buy it last week. It was a, it's a one specifically designed for, a dual band.
Yeah, okay, was it Nagoya? What brand antenna is that, Nagoya?
It's N9 Tax Labs, the Slim Jim. It's like a rollable antenna that it's like an external antenna you can use with a handheld or a regular basis.
Yeah, where are you located at?
Southern Michigan. I'm in, like, Southgate area, Wayne County.
Yeah, I'm up here in Warren. Well, you're hitting the Detroit repeater pretty good. It's a little fuzzy, but it's not bad at all. It's doing all right. It's just you need to keep your mouth up close to the mic though, so people can understand what you're saying. Other than that, yeah, it's working.
That's really good. Okay. Well, I'm gonna sign off. I was just gonna test my handheld out with the two antennas. What's your call sign if you don't want me asking? WRZK518.
Yeah, you got WSFZ793 here, Dave. Whiskey Samuel Foxtrot Zulu 793, Roger.
He said Whiskey Samuel Foxtrot, so WSF, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Whiskey Samuel Foxtrot Zulu 793. That's me over here. First personal's Dave. I'm over here in Warren. I'm over here around Levin and Van Dyke. I'm over here around Levin and Hoover there, okay?
Well, it's nice meeting you. I'm going to sign off now. I might be on later on the air. This is WRZK 518 signing off.
Yeah, 518, man. Good talking to you. Like I said, it's working good. You got it now. As long as you got your mouth up on the mic, it's working for you. We'll catch you later. If you hear me out here, say hello. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet listening. About 902, station 902, WSOC 793 calling. And repeater didn't key up that time. WSIP 284, Alex, where you at? WSFZ 793 calling.
This is WSIP 284. What's going on, Dave? I literally just turned on my radio just now.
Nothing, man. Just checking in with you. See how you doing, man. I figured you'd be lurking around in the bushes out there, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just on my handheld here for a second. You might not be able to hear me very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. No, you're doing good, man. You're sounding good. Sounding good on the handheld, man. No problems hearing you there, Roger.
Roger that. Well, that's good to know that it's making it through pretty well. Love to turn on the bass here, though, and see if that's any better.
Well, if you're still on the handheld, it'd be hard to tell between that and the bass. I mean, you sound great. Sounding excellent, man. Everything's working like it should.
Well, how do I sound now? Is this any different? Does this sound any better or worse?
No, it sounds the same, exactly. Maybe not as loud, but nothing. I mean, a real slight, really super, super slight drop in your modulation, but it sounds good. It sounds great.
All right, because now I'm on the bass, and it sounds like its microphone is less sensitive than my handheld. Either that, or I was just really yelling into the handheld pretty good.
Yeah, the handheld was a little bit louder, just a tinge louder. Nothing to worry about, though. It was working great.
Roger that. Good to know. Maybe I will attempt to transmit on it more often. I don't know. It's usually pretty shaky, but for the last couple times I've tried it, it's reportedly been pretty well. So how are you doing with this cold weather and this snow?
Well, I got my windows closed and stuff, but I'm got a little shake here going on. It's a little cool. I got something. I got cold air leaking through the window somewhere a little bit. But I'm doing all right. Dozing off. I was watching YouTube, and I kept dozing off. And finally, I sat up and grabbed the microphone and figured out there to do something, because I don't want to fall asleep yet. I don't know why I'm dozing off either, but, you know. But I'm doing all right, man.
Well, that's good to hear that you're doing well, Dave. In terms of your window, you might be able to get some of that plastic insulation on there that would just basically cover up any draftiness and arguably add a little bit of thermal insulation there. Maybe you're dozing off because it's just a boring day, or maybe if you've been drinking coffee, it can have the opposite effect and dehydrate you so you get sleepy if you haven't had other liquids. Sometimes that'll happen to me.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I drink quite a lot of coffee today. Usually 3 cups, you know. I get up at 4, and usually by the 3rd cup, I'm functioning, but today, for some reason, I don't even know how many cups I had, 8, trying to get my head together, and I did slam a pretty good-sized glass of orange juice there a little while ago, so, I don't know, man, I've been having trouble getting my engine started today. I don't know what it is. But I'm working on it. I see we got some snow overnight too, eh?
Yeah, a little bit anyways. It's still relatively clear out here on the roads, but I can see like some animal footprints kind of got filled in a little bit by some of the overnight. Nothing like that first snow we had that's basically still here, though.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'll look out here. The street's pretty dry, clean and dry. Sidewalks still have snow on them. But, it is winter. At least we got some snow. But I didn't realize it snowed overnight there. Yeah, it got a little bit, though, quite a bit there.
Now, there might be a little bit tonight and a little bit Tuesday, possibly some Wednesday, but it might even rain Wednesday, but it's going to be up to like 36 Wednesday, so that's going to be the warmest day all week.
Yeah, Roger that. That sucks though, man, because winter you can't do nothing. Can't go out and do anything, or really technically, unless you like blowing snow. Other than that, you know, with the temperatures the way they are, but it's all right. What is it? Let me hover over my temperature thing here. Yeah, according to mine, it's 26 outside. 26 balmy degrees. They're okay.
Same over here. I'm reporting 26, and it's about to be dropping from here on out. About to be 25 at 5 o'clock. So 1 to 3 inches expected over tonight.
Huh. Alright. Yeah, I found the source of my, my air leak, my cold air leak. I found the source. This is one that I didn't even realize. I don't know how to explain it, but the window I had next to me, you know, you lift it to open it, but the top part, the other top part, you can pull down on it and open it. If you don't want to raise the body, if you don't want to raise the window up, you can reach up and pull the top part down where it's open too. And from me closing the window, the top part was open and cracked. I didn't even realize that. All the time I've been here, I never realized it's one of these double window thingies. But anyway, yeah, I pushed that up and now I'm okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like that's a modern window, and I'd be willing to bet your leak goes away now that you've got that part shut, because, yeah, I got the same windows that were put in maybe 10 years ago or something, and definitely has that top and the bottom section that you can unnoticeably kind of get off, and one will be slightly open a bit, so sounds like that'll take care of it entirely.
Yeah, because I just waved my hand around the window to find out, you know, where it's coming in at, and at the bottom, you know, the bottom pane that you lift up to open. I didn't feel anything, so I was kind of like, what? But if I put my hand up above that, the bottom pane, I was feeling something that's like coming downward, like cold air coming in and downward. And then I looked up there, and I see the top pane was open a little bit. Like I said, all the time I've been here, I didn't even know that. Didn't even know it's one of them windows. I was like, oh. So then I reached up there and pushed the top pane up and closed it. And yeah, everything's everything now. Huh. All this time I didn't know.
That's awesome, man. Good to see that you found it, at least. Those kind of windows will actually let you kind of lock them if they're even open a little bit of a crack. So it is a little bit deceptive, for sure.
Yeah, Roger that. Now I gotta wonder to myself, what is the purpose of this kind of window? What's the purpose of having the top pane being able to pull downward and open? You know what I mean? I mean, what's the purpose of it?
As far as I know, two things. You can clean it. You can, like, tip the whole frame in or out so you can clean it from the inside without having to go outside. But then also, if you wanted, like, a higher vent, just to pull it down and maybe have, like, a higher vent versus a lower vent with your window open a crack.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I'll take that as an answer to you're the only one who's answered my question. You know, wow, that's weird, man. That's just weird, but I, you know, so there's a reason why it's made that way. So I'll go with that answer.
We have a C902.
I think it makes the most utility for cleaning, but if you got a pretty big window, you know, the top portion of it might actually be up quite a bit higher in the room than the lower portion, and then that would make a significant difference in terms of airflow entrance-exit there.
Yeah, Roger that. Hang on a second. Hey, Frank.
Ah, you caught me, eh? Yeah, I'm on the way down to Ralph, brother.
Yeah, right, because I was going to tell you Ralph's been looking for you. But I guess you got the memo there. All right, we'll talk in a little bit. I'm over here talking to Alex, 284. I heard you key up and wanted to let you know that Ralph was looking for you.
Yeah, well, I had to take a nap today, dude. You know, you guys get naps all the frickin' time. I had to get my nap in. Come on now.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's what I was telling Alex, man. I'm sitting here, man, and all today, man, watching YouTube and stuff. I keep dozing off. And finally, I sat up and grabbed the microphone. I figured the only way I'd keep from dozing off is get on the radio and talk or something, because I don't know why the hell I'm dozing off so much today. And Alex said it might be too much coffee.
Well, that is true. I could drink coffee and fall right out. I'll tell you that. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, it kind of wakes me up in the morning, but I tell you what, I could drink coffee at 9 o'clock and then a half hour later, I could be sleeping, so.
Yeah, Roger that. WSFZ793ID. Hey, Alex, can you hear Frank?
This is WSIP284 for ID. No, I can't hear him, but I don't have any dual monitoring set up on this radio, and actually, I can't even pull in Mount Clemens in my receive here, so I probably wouldn't be able to hear him anyway. But I know what the deal is with how the dual monitoring's working, so I've just been trying to be quiet here so, you know, you guys can communicate, which is no problem for me.
Well, Alex, thank you.
Yeah, I just didn't want you to think that leaving you out of the loop there. If you can't, you can't. But, all right, well, Frank, go on over there and straighten him out, and we'll catch you when, when you're on your way back there, righty?
Yeah, Roger, like I said, I had to go fix my neighbor's water closet and then go fix my neighbor's furnace, and then I figured, shoot, I might as well get him taken care of so it doesn't drag in the next week. I'll go take a look, see what he's got, at least get my tune up and take a look at it, so. Plus, I get to meet the guy. Hey, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's cool. He's a good guy. So, you know, I know you'll do him right. Straighten him out, get him going. And, I assume you talked to him on the phone. Obviously, you wouldn't have his address. So, yeah, I'm sure he's told you that all the parts for his antenna ain't showed up yet.
We didn't get to all that yet. I have to see if there's snow on his roof. I mean, there's things we could do to... I can get him up. I didn't bring all my stuff to poke a hole, so, yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. WSFT902 for ID purposes, because I didn't throw it out there.
All right. All right, man, very good. I'm going to get back with Alex here, and, I don't know what I'm probably going to find me some chow after I talk to Alex. I haven't eaten today yet. But I figure I better eat something, so I think there's spaghetti out there or something. I'm going to get me a little bit. I'll catch you in a minute. Hey, get a hold of me after you're done with, Ralph, man. Let me know what's up.
Right on. Yeah, he's right in the corner over here, like I can tell, over by where all my cousins live and all that. So he's local. I'll be able to stop in on him every once in a while. So it's all good.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, man. Catch me in a minute.
When I put it on you,
WSFT 902,
and I'm listening. C-902, WSAL 946.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Hey, when you get here, just come on in and come on the side door. Yeah, pull her right up in the driveway. Cool.
Alex, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to grab me something to drink.
Roger that, Dave. This is WSIP 284, and what's going on, John?
Not too much, Alex. I just kicked it on here, and just a brief discussion real quick. Dave asked me if you could hear anything on the Mount Clemens. I flipped over real quick, and I was picking up, you said Frank, barely on Mount Clemens. Hey, all is going well. Got off work this morning. It was a rough and long weekend, so looking at taking it easy tonight.
Sounds good, man. Good to hear you're finally out of there and can do anything else, basically. Sounds good. That's good to know about Mount Clemens, too. Like, every time I've tried to pull it in, I get bits and pieces of it and typically nothing really legible. But maybe I'll try to turn it on, on another radio right now and see if I hear anything today. Maybe the atmospheric is decent enough.
Yeah, I copy that. You know, I was picking them up on my HP here, just my 10-watt HP, able to make out most of the traffic, but there was a lot of static in the background. How's the weekend been for you?
Oh, pretty chill, literally. I'm on my handheld now. I'm actually thinking maybe it would be better to put Mount Clemens on my bigger antenna, which is the radio I was just on. And everybody's been telling me my handheld here that I'm on now has been sounding pretty good. Does that sound pretty good in your receive as well?
Absolutely. No, it's sounding great. How's mine sounding here? I'm kind of around the house here, but I'm trying to stay stationary as possible.
So your very first transmit when we started talking just now was a little in and out, but right now you're completely solid. Pull everything in.
That's great, especially being in the middle of my house here. I'm not really near a window or anything like that, so I'm glad I'm getting good. I'm glad I'm getting out there, hitting the repeater with the distance that we are from it.
Yeah, roger that, man. It's pretty crazy. I'm just on my 10-watt right now, too, with the Nagoya 771G. I'm technically near a window, but earlier when I started talking to Dave, I was in the middle of my kitchen, which is a tile and not really great windows with a line of sight anywhere towards Detroit. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I agree, man. That Nagoya antenna is the best thing ever recommended to me. So, Jack 488, if you're out there, very good recommendation. Thank you very much for that. It's been working great. But, Alex, like I said, it was just a long weekend. I did 37 and a half hour straight, got off this morning, took a little nap, and then just been running around.
That's an epic shift, that's for sure. Absolutely epic shift.
Yeah, no, I got a little bit of a nap here and there, but, yeah, it was a rough one. It was a rough night. A couple nights.
Have you talked to James at all? You got anything planned for this evening?
No, just got back from the grocery store here. Like, I ran out with the wife and my one son, just running some errands and stuff, and just trying to realize I didn't pull anything out for dinner or anything, so ran up to Kroger's, picked up a couple things, and putting stuff away now, and I told my other son, grab my radio, we'll click it on and see if we hear anything when talking.
I can make as well, and I'm thinking about actually making it right now. I was inspired.
Missed the first part of your transmission there. It was like somebody was stepping on you. What was the first part?
Sorry, Alex, that was me. I keyed up to say I'm back, WSOZ 793.
Copy that, gentlemen. I was just saying that Dave was talking about some spaghetti, and I actually have some spaghetti here that I can make, and I'm thinking about making it now myself. I was inspired.
Sounds good. I This actually sounds good, too. I decided I went with meatloaf. I'm going with meatloaf tonight.
Hopefully homemade meatloaf.
That's it, buddy. Only way to do it. But yeah, no, I figured kind of like some good comfort food on a cold day.
That's for sure. I'll tell you what I got a hankering for on a cold day like this. I don't have any. Some homemade chili, man. Boy, I tell you what, man. I wish right now, I wish I had me a nice heaping bowl full of hot homemade chili in front of me. I'd be one happy camper.
It's funny you said that, Dave. I was looking at that too, but my one son doesn't really like it, but that was my first choice of what I was going to go for today.
Yeah, I got a niece who makes it, brings up to me. I can make it myself, but, I'm a good cook, but she makes it, she'll make it, and she'll bring me a heaping bowl of it, and oh, man, that stuff is so good. It doesn't matter, you know. But, yeah, I really, for some reason, I really could go for that right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like I said, I like a good bowl of chili on a cold day. So, by the way, there's WSJF-896 for ID purposes.
How about it, Alex? You gonna hook up some chili?
I'm not gonna make any chili, but yes, probably spaghetti. In terms of chili, though, something odd. There's a company called Stomps, and they make meat sticks that are supposed to be better quality. They got a flavor called Smoky Barbecue that it tastes like straight-up chili to me versus a smoky barbecue. So if you ever find some Chomps smoky barbecue and you like chili, it probably tastes like chili.
Yeah, but that takes all the fun out of it. And you get yourself a nice heaping bowl of hot chili and throw a little cheese on top of it there, throw a little shredded cheese on top, and if you want a little sour cream, too, I do that once in a while. And maybe a few crackers. I like crackers in my chili, but not every time. There's times I will, times I won't. But I gotta have the cheese on top, the shredded cheese. And oh man, I'm starting to drool over here. So what's happening with you, John? How's things going over there?
Yeah, things are going all right. I was telling Alex there, I've worked most of the weekend and got off this morning, so I'm pretty beat. My mind is kind of fried, but I got a couple-hour nap when I got off work this morning and ran some errands and now just making dinner.
Yeah, okay, man. I haven't heard you in a while, and just checking in, make sure everything's all right on your end, and everything's all right over here. And we got spaghetti over here, so I'll have to deal. Well, you know, spaghetti's good too, but like I said, I just got my mind on that chili. I don't know why all of a sudden that popped. You brought it up, and chili popped in my head there. The homemade meatloaf sounds good too. I love homemade meatloaf. I don't like the meatloaf you buy in the trays there, with the potatoes on the one side and stuff. I don't care for that stuff. Homemade meatloaf's the way to go.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I try not to buy that pre-made stuff. Only in extreme situations if I'm
Yeah, I hear you. Only in extreme situations, and then I'll maybe eat it. I don't like that pre-made stuff. I don't know why. I just don't. I I couldn't tell you why, but I just can't eat it. I mean, if I'm starving, yeah, I'll eat it, but homemade meatloaf, a good homemade meatloaf, you know, you better look out, because I'll be coming back, I'll be, waking up 2 in the morning and going in there and cutting me off a nice little slice and maybe throw it on some bread with a little mustard or something, anything. Because I love homemade meatloaf, though. But, all right, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to get quiet here. You and Alex can hammer it out, and I'm going to drink my Verners and try to get my head together here. I'll talk to you gentlemen in a minute. WSFZ 793.
Yeah, good talking to you, 793. I haven't talked to you in a while, but I haven't had it on in a couple days, so no, definitely good talking to you and good hearing from you. 284, so you said you've been pretty good as well. You get a fun snowed out from your driveway there?
Good hearing from you as well, Dave. No, John, my driveway still has snow, man, but if I need to, I can get out of there, no problem. So it's just been, every day I've been thinking about, all right, am I going to move the snow today? Well, it's going to snow tonight, so there's going to be more snow. I'm going to have to move it again, so I just haven't got to it.
Now, I'm one of those guys, I'd rather move a little bit of snow a couple times than move a ton of snow once. I just, none of that backbreaking work, you know, I don't mind going out a couple times.
Yeah, roger that. It wouldn't have been such an issue if I didn't kind of twist my back recently. So, I don't know. I got a snowblower and everything. Like, everything's fine. Everything's good. But I just haven't done it. And I don't know. Today I was even contemplating it, but we got snow tonight. So, I don't know. A lot of it's even melted, so it's not very thick anymore.
Yeah, no, I just don't like when it when you end up driving on it a couple times and it gets all icy and stuff like that. So I'm most of the time I'm pretty good about keeping it clean, but you know, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'd rather keep it clean than have, you know, a bunch of ice and stuff on my driveway.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any tracks or treads, and I technically don't have a sidewalk that needs to be clear, and I haven't had any deliveries, so it hasn't been, like, you know, a technical issue, and I'm just kind of riding it a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see this upcoming week when I'm going to move it, and from there I'll probably just continuously keep it clear because, I don't know, my back's starting to feel better now and everything.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I forgot you hurt your back there. Just been doing ibuprofen or something like that and rest?
Stretching, continuous light stretching throughout the day, basically. You know, get up, do some stretching, couple hours later stretching, couple hours later stretching, and just continuing to do that, and I'm feeling great. Well, I wouldn't say 100%, but definitely a lot better than I was earlier in the week.
What it's all about, progress, not perfection, baby steps.
I was actually looking up professional snow removal, and the going rate's about $50 if at a discount to just really not do anything besides plow out your driveway a couple passes.
Yeah, I don't think I paid for it unless it was real bad. I got a couple snowblowers here and then a couple, you know, preteens that, you know, they can get out there and shovel with it. But.
Roger that. That $50 rate, too, is come every time it snows rate. So they could be there 3 times in a week for $50 a piece. And I don't know. I understand it, but, yeah, that's not really for me.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on your needs, too. You know, if you're walking up and down your driveway you know, every day and stuff like that, get the mail, whatever it may be. But, yeah, it's, you know, like I said, I just don't want somebody to slip and fall. stuff like that, or even me, just, you know, keep the driveway clean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With liability, like I was saying, I don't have a sidewalk. I have to keep clear. I haven't had deliveries. I haven't had anybody over in the past couple days, so nobody's really in an invited or otherwise easement liability anything situation where they're going to slip and fall. So, I don't know. In my case, specifically, it's been all right the last couple days to leave it.
Yeah, no doubt. But like you said, my wife and one son get home here, and I'm keep working on center here, getting it all together. But it was good talking to you. I figured I'd just shout out to you guys. I heard you guys talking back and forth a little bit, but I'm going to take to the side. WFJ, beat 96.
All right, sounds good, John. Good talking with you as well. And have a good dinner, you and your fam there. This is WSIT 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Hey, it was good talking to you, John. Appreciate the tee down. Glad you're doing all right. Go on and enjoy that meatloaf, man. I'm still thinking about that chili. I'll be back in a minute, Alex. I got to take care of some business here. Well, I'll catch you later, John. WSFZ 793. I'll be back.
Copy that, Dave. I'll be here.
WSEU 202.
All right, I'm back. WSOZ
WSHR
566
on the air
monitoring. WSIL 946 monitoring.
WSOC 793 monitoring.
WSHR 566,
do you hear me on the other
side? I can hear you. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. We finally got our Christmas tree decorated today, so I think we're finally done now, decorating, doing all that hoopla stuff. Other than that, I'm doing good.
Yeah, all right, man. It's good to know. Good to know y'all doing all right over there. Hey, whatever became of that model?
Well, the model's still here, but I haven't started on it yet. It's still in the box. I'm gonna start that after the first of the year, after the holidays. I'm gonna get into it again.
Yeah, so they did send you another one. You had to send the old one back.
Well, yeah, I don't think I ever told you. Yeah, they they told me to send the old one back, and they said put it in a box. Even I said, even though it's together, yeah, wherever you got it, it's together or whatever, just put everything you, that you got, put it in a box. We'll send you the label. They sent it back, and then when they got the confirmation that I had sent it back, then I went on there and I reordered it. They gave me my money back and I reordered it.
Yeah, Roger on that. Cool, man. I got you hooked up. Yeah, you got to go through putting it back together again, but, you know, maybe it'd be a better deal this time there. So, but everything else going okay? Did you get the snow over there?
Yeah, we got about an inch and a half, but not really enough to really mess with.
Yeah, it's about the same here, about an inch and a half somewhere in there. Streets are all dry out here, looking out my window. Streets dry, you know, pavement's all dry, but sidewalks and everything, whoever didn't plow their stuff or didn't snow blow, you still see snow on the sidewalks there, Roger.
Yeah, funny, you're on the radio, my phone just rang, and Sherman, he told me to tell you, he said hi.
Yeah, okay, that's a funny thing, because after your response, I was going to keep him asking you if you talked to Sherman. How is he doing, and everything. Yeah, you tell him I said hi right back. Hello to them.
Yeah, copy that here, Jeff.
Man, I miss talking to the guy. I miss talking to all of them up there. I really wish it would go back to what it was, you know, everything linked up and, you know, all the good conversations going on, but, you know. But anyway, yeah, you let him know. I know he heard me there. You tell him I'm all right. Well, you don't have to tell him if he can hear me. I'm all right, doing all right. Just sitting here, chilling out and talking on my radio.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Dave. I wish it would go back the same way it did, but oh well, it is what. And so does Sherman. It is what it is. We're just gonna have to deal with it or whatever. But me and Sherman been talking, and I was talking to Ralph yesterday too. Me and Sherman are thinking about after the first year of getting our ham license.
Yeah, Roger. I'm thinking the same thing, but, you know, it's not important to me. But, it's a thought, though, but I procrastinate. And, yeah, if I decide to get my license, I could start tomorrow, I could start 2 years from now. It all depends on when the bug hits me there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, copy that. I agree with you. Yeah, me and Sherman thought about it and said, well, with the holidays and everything, we'll wait till after the holidays and get that book. I was even telling him, I'm going to go to the library. They might even have a book there, a study book for the ham license, you know?
Well, you should be able to find books online or websites online to study for it, I believe. 202 break.
Go ahead, 202.
Hey, Kevin, Dave. Yeah, you can study that right online, man. Ham Prep, right online.
Yeah, copy that, 202. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yep, that's probably what me and Sherman will do.
All right, gentlemen. I'm going to go back to my quiet and finish watching this movie and get back out here. And I'll be getting back out here after the movie. I'm about to record it through it, and I'll see what's happening out here. So y'all have a... Well, I was going to say y'all have a good evening, but I'll be back out here, so I'll catch you guys in a couple.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Yeah, I'll have my radio on, too. Always good talking to you. Sound real good to the repeater, so.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night, and I'll talk to you. WSHR 566, Clear Miner.
Yeah, right, I appreciate it. You know, it's always good talking to you. I had to key up when I had to pause the movie because I heard you key up, so I paused it and wanted to say hello there. And tell Sherman, him and Kelly have a good evening, you know, because I know he ain't going to be on the phone if I talk to you again. So tell them to have a, I said they have a great evening, and catch me in a minute. WSZ 793. And I'm quiet.
Yeah, copy that. He said the same thing to you, him and Kelly. LSHR 566.
That's pretty funny. I did the same thing. I heard you guys talk, and I paused my movie on Netflix. Watch it. Night always comes. You got him and tell Sherman I said, oh, I ain't talked to him in a while. 202, and we're clear.
Yeah, copy that. I'll tell him you said hello.
Hey, Dave. How's that spaghetti sitting? WSAL 946.
It was all right, man. This filling made me even dozing even more now a little bit. How'd it go with 902?
Good, good. Good guy, man. Good guy. Really appreciate you coming by here. And he took care of my boiler, you know, cleaned it out, make sure everything looks on the up and up, you know.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I told you he's a good guy. He's thorough. Too, that's the thing. He's thorough. No half-assness. You know, it's all in or nothing at all, so. But good. I'm glad he took care of you on that. Did he look at the, do you have any ideas about the antenna or what?
Yeah. When the weather's right, we're going to get it up. You know, he just, the cold's not a big deal, but we can't have any snowy icy crap on the roof, you know, but you know, when I get the mount, you gotta get a hunk of mast. He told me just get some black bite, which is probably what I'm gonna do. I'll get a 10-footer of black bite. Provided the mount is strong enough to deal with that extra weight, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, right. That. Yeah, I didn't think that. I didn't think he's gonna go up on the roof, man. It's, you know, this stuff. But yeah, I just figured he'd probably, you know, look at it from the ground up, look up from the ground, and figure everything out there. So everything's gonna work though. Once you get your mounts and everything, everything's gonna be all right, eh?
Yeah, looks like it. You know, he took a look. It's a piece of cake. You know, just gotta wait for the rest of the stuff here.
Alright, very good, man. Alright. I'm gonna get back to the rest of my movie. And then get back out here and see if we can get some kind of round table going or something. I don't know. But, at least there's people alive out here. But I'm going to finish this movie and then I'll be back out here. I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right, Dave. I'll be around. I'll be monitoring WSIL 946 for ID. I'm going to go clear also.
Roger that. WSFZ 793, and I'm clear for now.
WSU 202, there ain't nothing funnier than sliding around on a 10-pitch roof and this stuff.
No, hey, Hell no. Hey, what kind of 202, what kind of mats? What do you got for mats? You were telling me you got pipes and stuff laying around.
They're 20-foot chunks, and I think they're either 1 3/4, 1.5 inches.
Yeah, what I'm looking for is a 10-footer. This mount says it'll take up to 1.5 inch on the mat.
I can go out there a mile and put a measure on it, but I cut the 10-foot section. I don't care.
Hell yeah. It's right up my alley. Yeah, yeah. I'm in Roseville here. I think you're in Roseville. So, yeah, we make a quick deal out of it.
See, if I remember right, you said you were over there by that bar, right?
Yeah, that Club 11 bar. Wow, I'm on the freeway. That's over on the north side, right there.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm right where Kelly hits Fraser Road right across that field.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, if you get a chance, measure up, you know, like I say, you're supposed to be able to handle 1.25 inches. I don't know. I'm not going to have the mount till like Thursday or Friday. You know, it might handle 1.5 inches. I don't know without getting my hands on it, you know.
Oh, I'm sure you'll probably handle it. I don't know what kind of mount or track we're talking about, but it'll probably do it. It's the old fence pole that top rails off the old fence, right?
Okay, copy that, yeah. Yeah, I'll take the honk off you. If, you know, like I say, as long as the mount will handle it, even if it's, you know, 1.5 inches, we'll go with that. But, I need to get my hands on that mount.
Sorry, man, I'm filling my food. I'll get back to you in a minute.
Okay, alright, cool.
Anyway, yeah, it's nice to call, man. I got my beams up there. On that stuff, so. And we got some guy wire on it, but still, it ain't said one bit, man. It's standing strong. So it's going to handle, I think that regular antenna is the same one that I have.
Well, it's a damn mouth that scares me, you know. You know, the expansion pipe, the vent pipe, that'll handle it. Ass will handle it, but it's Amazon mount. We'll see, like I said, I'll get my hands on it and have a look, you know. Hopefully it'll handle the extra weight and it won't be a problem.
Yeah, Roger, man. Yeah, I got my off.
Hey, are you mobile right now? I'm having a hard time copying you. Fading in and out pretty good.
Yeah, I'm on my mobile, sitting in the living room. When I get done with all this, if you're out here, I'll go in the other room and go on my face.
All right, sounds good, man. WSIL 946.
WSBU 202, and I'm clear.
WSKF 896, monitoring.
What's up, Jack?
What's going on, Dave? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Alex was kind enough to share the pictures with me of that famous meatloaf.
Yeah, after we were talking, I figured you might like that. I'm going to give you a little something, a homemade meatloaf.
Yeah, Roger, that the bacon on top, that was a nice touch.
Everything's
coming in. All right, now I'm just sitting here running through Facebook Marketplace. I do this a lot. See what kind of stuff I can find and buy here. If I find anything.
Yeah, I've had pretty good success on both sides. I've sold some good stuff and bought some good stuff. In place of, Craigslist back in the day or eBay or anything like that, just one more way to buy and sell.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, but then, eventually you get the scammers on Facebook Marketplace too, like you started getting on eBay and Craigslist. Yeah, Craigslist used to be my buy and sell before Facebook came along. I bought and sold a lot of stuff on Craigslist. I didn't really care for eBay. I never got ripped off personally, even though I never really ordered anything from eBay. But I had a couple friends that got ripped off, and then they had to go through a bunch of crapola to try to get their money back and DVD. So I never dealt with eBay, really. Unless I was desperate, unless it was a non-existent part or a piece, and there was no other way to get it except through eBay, then I'd take a shot at it.
Yeah, I was kind of run with a little bit of caution on all that stuff. I'd be kind of like, what they're doing.
Yeah, Roger that. I totally got everything you said, but I don't know what you did, if you moved or what, but you about barely made it through the repeater. I got everything you said, though, but it was all air noise and hash and static, so I figured I'd just let you know. That time, that was pretty bad. I couldn't understand anything. Like I said, I don't know if you moved or what you're doing. But that last transmission, I didn't get.
How's that any better? A little closer to window now. I'm just running off a handheld here.
Oh, yeah, much better. Much, much better. Sounds really good, in fact. It's just, I don't know, the last couple transmissions you were really, like, you walked away from the window or whatever, but, yeah, right there, you're sounding great.
Yep, yeah, I moved from the center of the kitchen over 3 feet and a little closer to the window. It's amazing what a little bit of a difference makes.
Yeah, it is weird. When I used to run my handheld, when I started out here on my bow thing, the Nagoya antenna helped big time. But it's weird, like certain parts, like, you're coming in good and then you walk ahead about 3 feet in the same room and everything, and all of a sudden you die out, and then you walk another 3 feet ahead. And all of a sudden you're back clean again. It's just, It's just weird how that goes there. But, alright, John, I'm going to finish my movie and get back out here in a little bit, see if anybody's around. So, we'll catch in a little bit there, and if not, you have yourself a good evening, alright?
Yeah, you too, Dave. Always good talking to you there. You have yourself a good night, too. I'll probably have it on listening in the background, but if I don't hop on, have a good night as well. WSJ up 896, clear upon your left.
Roger that. Good talking to you also. Always sounding really good now. Whatever you're doing, stay like that. And yeah, I'll be out here in a little bit after I'm done. I'm almost at the end here. Now I'll pop out here and see what's happening. Catch me later. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WSFC 902.
XFC,
you still out there?
Yeah, give me a sec, man. I'm on the phone. I'll get right back with you.
Did Dave say he's on the throne? Must be that spaghetti.
Yeah, it must have went right through him, man.
Hey, thanks, Frank, for coming by here tonight. I really appreciate it, bro.
It's not a problem. Like I said, you're right down there by my cousin Tony's down there, my cousin Chucky's down there, my aunt and uncle's down there. All my nieces and nephews are down there. I got like 50 people in that area right there. No, it's not a big deal. Besides that, I had to go get boots today. I went and got my boots. Hopefully they break in. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You get them, you wind up Dunham's? Get them from Dunham's?
Yeah, roger that. They wanted me to get a pair of steel toes, so I was going to get a pair of tennis shoes that had steel toes. They were comfortable. And then they had a pair of boots there that looked pretty nice, and they were pretty light, so I kind of bought them. They weren't cheap, but we'll see. We'll see how they work out.
Hey, roger that. Roger that. Well, like I said, thank you. Thanks for coming by tonight, bro. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Like I said, it's not a big deal. I have to be in the area, and, you know, it's not a big deal. Take care of you. Like I said, when you get your antenna, we'll get that hooked up. So, it's what it is.
All right, I'm back. WSOZ 793.
I don't know what happened, man. I lost it. I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
You there, Scott?
Yeah.
Sorry, my phone battery died. I thought I heard the thing clink, letting me know my battery was dead, but I wasn't sure, and then a couple seconds later, it just shut down. I'm going to call you in a minute here.
Alright, man. Nothing new to that.
I'll get back to you guys in a minute after I finish my phone conversation with Scott.
This is WRZK 518 monitoring.
It's 518. WSAL 946, you copy? No copy, 518. WSAL 946. Dave, you still in there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say anything. My bad.
Did I think I heard you last night. You running an N9 TAX Slim Jim antenna?
Yeah, I have it mounted on the east side of my house right now, outside my window.
Is it inside or outside?
Inside. I have the cable running through the window.
Well, I'm using the same antenna. Mine is actually indoors, and I love it. It's a really, really good antenna. It really works well for me.
I'm using a handheld right now. I have plans to get a 20-watt base station, but right now I'm just using a handheld while connected to the Slim Jim.
Well, you're sounding pretty good. Sounded pretty good. Yeah, I got a 20-watt radio here. I only run it at medium, so it's around 10 watts, but I hit the repeaters well with it. With this antenna, it sounds good. But I am putting something up on the roof here in the next week or two, so I'll be a big dog.
If you don't mind me asking, where are you currently located and what repeaters are you able to hit from your location?
Well, I can hit Detroit just fine, which we're talking on right now. Mount Clemens just fine. There's a couple others. There's a Troy and a center line, and they all come in crystal clear from where I'm at. I'm at like 696 and Gratiot.
Gotcha. Near Southern Michigan, Wayne County, Southgate.
You're sounding real good off the Detroit theater for sure. Yeah. How long you been into the GMRS?
I'd say about a little less than a year, but I haven't been really talking on it much. I'm just now getting back into the hobby. Someone actually I talked to a couple weeks ago on here, WRU, I believe, he suggested the Slim Jim antenna, and then it suggested the of the base station, or maybe it was you, I don't remember.
I'll tell you, those 9X, N9 TAX antenna, it's hanging inside in my kitchen window. It's worked really well for me. I have no problems whatsoever with it.
What would you say your, like, mile radius is with this antenna, with the output you're putting out for 10 watts?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, we're talking on repeaters. So, you know, it's not a problem. Simplex, I'm not sure. I haven't talked much Simplex with this antenna.
Talking about the ham radio license, I don't have the 2 meter access to the amateur band to see 2 meter yet. I was studying for a little bit and then I kind of dropped it. I kind of have a weird thing with hobbies where I pick them up and then kind of drop them and then start new hobbies and stuff like that.
Yeah, copy that. No, I'm not talking ham. I'm just talking repeaters, GRMS repeaters. I mean, you're talking on the Detroit repeater now, so you've got a tone code in there, which rebroadcasts you from much, much further distance.
Gotcha, yeah, I got it.
How's your day going? Your evening going? I'm winding down here myself. WSAL 946 for ID. My personal is Ralph.
I'm doing good. Evening's doing good. I was on Xbox. I do some gaming and stuff. Been playing Battlefield. I guess you can call me Adam, WRZK518.
All right, Adam. Yeah, you're sounding, you sounded good. If you run a mobile as a phase, you're gonna sound a lot better. You sound good now, don't get me wrong. But the handhelds, they have their limitations, copy.
Yeah, with how many watts they can put out, yeah. I believe GMRS is only allowed handheld for 5 watts, I believe.
Well, I don't know about that. I know you can pump 50 watts on GMRS on the right frequencies. I don't think it has anything to do if it's a handheld. You're not going to get a handheld that's going to push that kind of wattage. You know, they might advertise 8 or 10 watts, but, you know, you're lucky. You're lucky if you're getting 8 out of it.
Mine does 8, but I'm not too sure if it's actually putting out the advertised 8. I don't have one of those things that you can hook up in series with the antenna that's to figure out how much power you're actually putting out.
Well, you got a good antenna. You got a good antenna for sure. That's what I run. It's a roll them up, Slim Jim, just hanging in the window. You just want to keep it away from everything you can, especially anything metallic, of course.
Yeah, I understand. At some point, I want to make this antenna, I want to, like, maybe attach it to some PVC or put it inside a PVC, and then kind of, like, either vertically mount it on the side of my house, or maybe, if I can, put it on the roof, but I'm going to have to run longer cable through the roof. But for right now, I'm just putting it on the side of my house.
Yeah, copy that. Well, the thing with these J-poles and Slim Jims, they don't like to be around anything, actually. Metallic is a no-no. But even your walls and what have you, you want them out there, you know, just out there by themselves. I wouldn't recommend putting an NTEX antenna in a PVC. Just string it out there off a gutter or whatever, because they're sealed up. They'll work just fine.
Okay, so they are pretty resilient to the elements, then.
Supposed to be. You know, the coax is joined at the antenna is, It's pretty good. I mean, whatever they're using, it feels, looking at it, I have in the past. I don't think there's going to be any moisture getting inside of there.
Yeah, the Slim Jim I ordered directly from their website, and I got the 16-foot variation. I think the default, the standard is like an 8-foot or something. I got the 16.
Well, that's what I'm running. I think it's a 16-foot of coax on it. And, I think that's it. Working well. How do I sound to you?
Like you're within earshot of me. Over.
Well, that's that Detroit repeater. It's really good. Really good repeater. It does drop out once in a while for one reason or another, but I'm in a pretty good spot here. We have a lot of high buildings or anything, and that's 696 and 94, right in that area. And it works well.
I drive through 696 and 994 all the time for work. I usually drive to Melvindale, sometimes Emily City, Auburn Hills, stuff like that for my work. I'm a maintenance worker. I kind of work out of my van right now for a company.
Yeah, copy that. Do you talk when you're mobile?
Not really, because I use a handheld, so I don't really kind of want to distract. I mean, I could talk while I'm mobile. I'd have to mount my, I'd have to get one of those little, they're like one of, it's like the same interface that you use to, like, hook up to the walkie-talkie and program it. I get one of those and use it, but no, I haven't really gone mobile with it in my car because I kind of want to have, you know, not being that distracted on the road.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Nagoya, I think it's a 72G little magnet mount, fabulous, fabulous antenna. They work really well.
Okay, gotcha. I have the Nagoya NA771G. It's the, just the regular, I think it's a 8-inch or 10-inch antenna, I believe.
Oh yeah, Nagoya is making good product. You know, as long as you buy their, you know, you don't want a dual band. If you just want to talk to your RMS, you just want a single band RMS antenna. You know, I think the 771 is a dual band, but the G is tuned for RMS.
Yeah, I got a couple of antennas. I got like a stubby one, but the really one I mostly only use is just the Nagoya one. I don't really use the other ones. It came with this little stubby wand and kind of make it handheld and you can put it on your belt, but I haven't really used it. I haven't really tested the range on that.
Well, you're sounding good. You're sounding perfect. I mean, you're hitting that repeater good and the repeater's kicking it to me. Sounding real good. WSAL 946 for ID.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm trying to see if I can hit the 600 repeater from where I'm at, but it doesn't seem to be working. I'm on the mygmrs.com website right now. I have an account with them. WRZK518. For ID.
Well, sometimes there's repeaters out there that aren't going to pop up if they're small time on the MyGRMS. But I don't know. They used to link the Detroit and the Mount Clemens, and it just got a little too crazy for the people that operate the repeaters, and they close that up. Otherwise, you know, you could talk to Sheboygan.
I wish I could hit the Macomb 675, because that goes, like, to Canada, or it goes, like, oh, it hits Canada a little bit. It goes to St. Clair, it looks like, Auburn Hills, but I'm outside of it. I don't think I don't think this antenna would even be able to even hit that Macomb repeater.
Probably not from where you're at, but they used to be linked. So the Detroit repeater would talk to the Mount Clemens repeater, which would talk to the Flint repeater, and you know, if things were opened up, you could get some good compensation going from the north part of the state.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually. Huh. They were kind of linked, kind of like with ham radios where you can kind of hop from one repeater to another. They were kind of like linked through the internet or through the over-the-air.
Well, I'm not quite sure how they do it. I think it's internet. I'm not sure, but yeah. Well, they shut it down because there's too many stupid people out here causing trouble and just screwing up the airwaves. So they closed it up.
What kind of antenna would I even need to even be able to hit like a cone from where I'm at, or is that not even possible?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've got a base antenna that's going to go up in the next week or two, and I might be able to answer your question then. But right now, I can't. From what you're in Southgate?
Yeah, I am. I'm over in Southgate. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you can. I get well. If you're in kind of height, you know, if you're up high enough and you've got enough dB gain on your antenna, you may be able to hit Mount Clemens.
It also depends on what kind of equipment. I couldn't just use a handheld. I'd have to use obviously something higher than 8 watts to be able to do that.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, it all comes down to your antenna, your height, and your coax. You know, your coax means everything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, coax, if you use the cheap stuff, you know, 50-foot run of cheesy little 58 coax, it loses all its power, you know, at 50 feet. You know, if you're running 10 watts, you might be pushing 2 watts out of the end of your antenna. It's just all depends. You know, but with these the antennas we have, you know, there's only 15 feet of coax on it. You're not getting much loss. You do get loss out of coax, depending on how long the run is.
Would you get more loss if, let's say, for example, I decided to put this on the roof and extend my coax length? Like, let's say, hook it up to another conjunction of cable, or would it be better just to have like a whole length of run of cable instead of, you know, connecting to a like a male-to-male connector or something?
Well, once again, it all depends on the coax. You know, if you're running the cheap stuff, what is it? It's 58U. I think that's what's on these NPAX antennas. You can't go too long because you're gonna, the power gets dissipated out of the coax and it just doesn't perform well. You're gonna, you know, you get the good coax, which is heavy, thick, you know, 250 a foot, and then you got to deal with the connectors. You're not going to get much loss out of that. Loss comes out of your coax. Gain comes out of your antenna. So if you've got a 7 dB gain on the antenna, but you're losing, you know, 5 or 6 on your coax, and it only gives you 2 dB gain at your antenna.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Joshua. Someone suggested I get, there's something called a Harvest BC200. It's like a, how many inches? It's supposedly supposed to be a 79-inch antenna that you could use, and someone said that they're able to get really far with that thing, but it's like $100 the antenna.
Good antenna, FBC200, very good antenna. But once again, you gotta run good coax, which is not cheap.
WSCI 847, WIUG 38, copy.
Hey Jack, WSAL 946 here. You're blooming in here and loud and clear as usual, sir.
Good evening, Ralph, and thank you for that. Yeah, because I'm on that TYT, that's why. Anyhow, what's happening and how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I don't like the cold weather, but I was just talking to 518 here, kind of explaining, you know, crappy coax versus good coax and an antenna. You know, the coax is where it's at, you know, if you want to get your power out there.
What's that guy cosine, the 518?
518, what's your cosine?
WRZK 518. Yeah.
It's WRUK 518.
Oh, W is in right, R is in Romeo, Z is in Zulu, K is in Kylo or King, 518.
WRZK 518, correct?
That is correct.
Jack's probably logging in there. He's not being picky. He's just logging in, so he may be talking again to know who you are.
Yeah, you're good. I got to do the same thing, actually, here.
You just got your license, isn't it?
I got my license about a year or so ago. I just haven't been really on the air that much. I just kind of got back into the hobby.
Okay. Well, I heard Robbie is giving a good leader with that antenna. That Harvest BC200, I think I gave it to you before. It's a good antenna, and you don't hear no noise. Very quiet antenna. And that's what I had mine, and I put the LMR 240. And I don't know, the best thing to do is measure it, see how far is your antenna from your base station. You know, don't go out there by 100 or 50 feet or 80. Measure it exactly, that is the best thing to do. Ten more feet, it doesn't hurt nothing.
Hey, 518, it's not just a wire. You know, your coax is going to have loss depending on how long it is. So you make the best pick, and you know, if you're going long, you're gonna have to have the better coax.
Yeah. What was your call sign again, Jack?
WIUG 488.
So how you doing, Jack? WSAL 946. Can't talk to you in a couple of days anyway. You been good?
Yeah, Ralph, yeah, I'm doing good. Except that cold weather, I couldn't get out of that house for a couple of days when it dropped down to 7 at night.
Yeah, roger that. I'm screwed on getting out even if it's nice out, but when it's cold, no, can't do it. I just order up what I need and hunker down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him about that at all. Yeah, I don't blame him. I wouldn't go out, you know, that 7 degrees, that is too much cold. Very too much cold. You know, sometimes I was sitting here in that 7 degrees, and I have a blue jean. I mean, you know, wear a blue jean is thick, and it's still be cold. I don't know what it is.
Well, you can do what you got to do. I'll do a grocery pickup or whatever. You know, in the summer it was once a week. Now it's like every other week. You know, I just buy more, make sure I got what I need, and get it in here, you know.
Yeah, that's what I did. I told my daughter I need this, and she said, no problem, just don't get out of the house, it's too cold for you. I said, yeah. You know, when you get to that age, I'm 72, when you get to that age, that cold weather just be out.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm 66, and I got some issues. So, I don't go wandering around there too much, you know, if I don't have to.
Let's see, go ahead to the station. Is your name Adam?
Yes, my name is Adam, yep.
Go ahead, Adam.
Repeat that again, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, you're sounding good. And a while ago you weren't sounding good at all, but I think I told you the antenna at DeGoya 771G. But for the house, if you like the base station, it's a good antenna. You don't hear no scratches, no nothing. It's just very quiet antenna. And I don't know, that's your choice. But that 72 antenna, it's good antenna for inside, but you gotta have it like on a cookie sheet.
Right now I'm not, I was using the Nagoya one. I'm using the N9TAX Labs antenna, that's the Slim Jim. It's the dual band. It's the 10 or the 12 meter. It's the 2 meter and the other one, the GMRS band.
Because, you know, there's a difference. I don't know if you know the difference or not. I do know the difference between them. And I know people test all these antennas out there. And you have in the background, your background right now, it goes, it doesn't whistle, no, but it looks like, not, you know, like fade out. That's what I'm saying.
It might be because I'm talking a little far away from my handheld. I'm using a handheld right now. I'm not using a base station.
Sounds pretty good to me over here, Jack.
No, but there's a different, you know, you can hear the different on the background. The background is different. I know it sounds good too here, but that's what I'm hearing because, you know, like a little, not grayed out complete, no, but it sounds like that one, you know. You know, like the air there. That's why.
Well, I'm also hearing an air sound from your antenna as well, Jack.
I see what he's saying. Well, that's what I'm saying, that's all. If you want that antenna, that Harvest Species 200, it's a good antenna. And where you at, I have a guy up there by the airport. He's using the same thing, the Harvest in the morning. And he's got a Yagi out there. But the Yagi he's got out there is very expensive. It's not cheap. It's 7 element. And that is big. And you don't want that. But you get that PC-200, you'll like it. You'll like it very much. That's all I can tell you.
I take little baby steps on upgrading right now. But yeah, for sure, I might in the future get one of those. But I am gonna actually sign off for the night because I gotta work tomorrow at 7 a.m. tomorrow, so I gotta get going to bed soon here.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good evening. We'll talk later. WIUG 38.
Talking to you, Jack. Nice talking to you as well, Ralph. WRKZ518 signing off.
WSAL 946. Good talking to both of you. I'm gonna go clear here, fellas. I'll be listening though.
Hi, Ralph. Good talking to you too. I gotta have some water. And I was watching TV when I heard them out there. Anyhow, all right. Well, you guys keep safe. Right? Keep good a blanket. And tomorrow is another day. I had 2 inches of snow this morning. By the way, Ralph.
Jack, I had 1/2 inch. I'm at. I'm pretty dang close to Lake St. Clair at 696 and 94, but most of it melted off, a little bit of sunshine, you know, so it's all good.
Yeah, no, I had to shovel that 2 inches snow from the car, from that, because this morning I went to a swap shop. It was not too far from here. It was in... Enjoy.
A swap? Swap? You went to a swap?
Swap shop, where you know, all the radios and everything else. It was a good swap, too. Had a lot of people there, a lot of friends I talked to and everything else.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm not privy to the ham side of it really. I don't hear a whole bunch of that, but I'd love to do a swap just to have a look around and see what's available.
I see what you're saying. There was a few GMRS there people too. You know, they were looking for like meters and all that stuff, you know what I mean? They were looking for and different different things.
Yep, copy that. Anyway, Jack, I'm gonna go quiet here. Great talking to you, my friend. WSAL 946.
We'll talk later. WIUG 38.
WSFP 902. I guess we got it on. K-902, I think he went into a spaghetti coma or something.
Yeah, roger that. I'm the same way. I got a belly full of food and I just want to sleep. So that's why I'm not ready to eat till right now. Give me a belly full of food and a half hour later I'll be snoring logs.
You, I forgot now. Did you get a decent set of boots?
Yeah, I did. The girl at the cash register, she must have liked me or something. She gave me her discount, employee discount, some other stuff, and knocked it down a little bit, which was nice. I was hemming and hawing between a pair of shoes that had steel toes or a pair of boots that had steel toes. So, I ended up getting the boots. We'll see how that works out. If they're too heavy for me, I'll just take them back.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I was just talking to Jack. He's the OG, the antenna man. Yeah, it was good talking to him. He's a good man.
Roger that. That's why I call him OG instead of IOG. He is the OG, the old gangster of CMRS, no doubt.
All right, man. I'm cutting out of here. Thanks again for coming by, taking care of biz. 202, he's got a bunch of flights. He's supposed to let me know what size it is, and I get a hunk of that, or I'm going to go with the black pipe that we talked about.
Whatever you guys come up with, it's all good to me. I'll try to get it up there, and then we'll mount it up and run the wire down and poke a hole through and call that a day. We'll get you hooked up one way or another. No biggie. All right, so Dave's probably passed out. I'm going to sign off too. Probably get back, watch the TV, get the food, pass out. The WSFT, Nano 2, I'll be listening. And as far as coming by and checking you out, it's all good. You have a good night.
All right, thanks, bro. WSAL 946, I'm going clear.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township, requesting radio check.
Station calling, you are full quieting through the repeater. This is WRVJ 258.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.